Next on News for the Soul, Connected Living with Brenda Davis Matz. Brenda, also known as Two Feathers, is a multidimensional shaman. She works as an energy healer, light language channel, artist, and outdoors woman. She uses her abilities to help people, animals, and nature on the journey of connected living. Please welcome back Brenda Davis Matz to News for the Soul.
Hello and welcome. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for joining. And if you have been to the show before and listened, welcome back and happy holidays. I hope you had a nice Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. And today, of course, in Canada, Boxing Day. So a lot happening in our world. So let's get started. If you are new to the show, I actually channel topics that sometimes come right before I begin the show. And today is actually one of those days where it showed up. Literally, things are just changing so rapidly, so intensely that just to stay on track, it's just so good just to stay in the moment and allow the information to come up as it needs to. And that is actually a message for each one of you. Whatever is going on in your world, sometimes you may not have the answers till just before it's something that you need to deal with. So that being said, today's channel topic is the new energetic assimilation, and it's putting anchors in place to support new foundation. It's also the final release of old paradigms, and we're seeing this all around us. I mean, I have never seen so many people sick, myself included. I went through a terrible, terrible head cold. I know Nicole here, the producer, she's going through her own thing, and she's in Canada. And so I've got family down in the south, southern states in the United States, and they've been sick and are getting sick. Also, too, over such places like Arizona. So everywhere, no one is immune to what's happening right now. And really what's going on is we're elevating our bodies to the new energy. And sometimes that comes with the consequence of really pushing out that old stuck energy. And that can come up in the form of sickness. It can also come up in the form of life challenges. Whether you are trying to figure out your next steps or just feel your way through something, it can be just super tough right now. And that's just the way that the energies are aligning, asking you to go deeper, asking you to connect to that higher part of yourself on all levels. I do see there are a couple of callers standing by, so I'll go ahead and jump on if they are available. And if not, I will just keep going. So, Nicole, you just keep me posted. Really, this paradigm is requiring us to stay the course. And by stay the course, I mean there's some decisions that you have already made. Those actions are being implemented into your field and into what is going to be there for you next. And it is super important to allow what needs to fall away to fall away. And you may notice that in relationships. You may notice that in your living situation. You may notice that even in your bank account. And it is so important for each of us to just allow. So if you're sick, it is really important for you to focus on self-care. If you are lacking in any other way, whether that is working with a relationship, working at the job, if you are fed up with a particular scenario or situation in your life, it's requiring you to just sort of take a moment, take a step into the direction of you. And sometimes what's going on outside of us can be so confusing. And really, those answers are within. And coming back to the place of sickness, because I really feel like this is an incredibly important topic right now with the paradigm shift. When you get sick, think about kind of the general understanding. Your immune system needs to kick in to help whatever. So your immune system is firing off. It is amping up, ramping up the energies to take care of what needs to be taken care of. And when you are in alignment, you actually support your immune system to assist your body's healing process. Sometimes we look outside ourselves for that healing process, i.e., the cold medicines, you know, things like that to help us with the symptoms. But we think those are the cure, when in fact, your immune system, what you have within, is actually what is supporting and guiding your system forward. And so I've also had a beautiful gift of discussing with people, and this also came up as a topic for me. It's almost like you have to walk the walk now. And yeah, I love how the throat chakra just kicked in with that one. But to walk the walk and talk the talk. And what that means is those like myself want to steer more away from the Western medicine as we know it. It doesn't mean Western medicine is all bad. It means that our understanding of you feel this, you pop a pill, it's changed. There are natural ways to allow your body's supportive integration in order to heal itself. And so those of us that have been on the journey for quite some time, it's almost been like an addiction. That, you know you have a headache, you can take an Advil, or you can take Excedrin migraine. If you know you have some type of body ache, you can go get this and put it on. And so there are natural ways to get to the same result. And so this energy coming through is kind of like that final stage where you're purging the analysis paralysis of this is the way it is, this old paradigm of you have a headache, you have this. Instead of that, you have a new protocol of what am I ready to release? What am I ready to let go of? And really, really let go of it. I mean, really let go of it. So, for instance, my last head cold, I was so sick I couldn't really think of my normal protocols. I had started to feel sick, so I took my normal protocols because I was aware that I was getting sick. Once those symptoms began to subside, I backed off my normal protocol. Now, meanwhile, I'm also traveling and doing some other stuff. And so it, when it finally kicked in, I was depleted enough that when it kicked in, it was super, super hard. And with that, when I had to go in because I was forced to, I could not think about what I needed to do. I could not get into myself with that. And I just had to be okay with all of the stuff happening. And I just took some basic protocols that would come to me. I learned to trust. I learned to trust what was going on, what was happening, and just to be in the moment with it. As uncomfortable as I'm sure you're feeling it, as uncomfortable as I was, I'm sure you're feeling it if you are resonating to what I'm saying. So it was just the simple thing. So for instance, I had a head cold. I decided to do some essential oils and water over the stove and put a towel around my head and just sort of allow the steam to work, or stand in the shower a little bit longer with the hot water to just be, and then to sleep a little bit more upright, which wasn't comfortable, but, you know, anytime you have a stuffy head, it is really helpful just to be upright a little bit more. So these things, while it wasn't, you know, taking the Robitussin or whatever available over-the-counter medicine, it was really practicing a new way of being. Now, what's interesting about this and what I was told after from my guides was that as you do this, you're establishing a new template for yourself that is giving you it's kind of like that 100th monkey energy, where as you do it, you establish this template. It's almost like you've created the energy pattern that has these new codes that gives you that boost that you need in association with the vitamin C or the whatever it is you're taking naturally. And so you create a new way of healing based on the natural way of you being. And so I hope that makes sense. But it's kind of a deep subject, but nonetheless, that's what we're doing. So I do see callers on the board here, so let's go to the first caller. Caller 718. 718, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from? 718.
Oh, hi, you just unmuted me. Yeah, my name's Tom. I'm calling from Florida. How are you doing today?
Hi, and forgive me, I'm just adjusting my headset here. Can you give me your name again?
My name is Tom.
Tom, okay. All right, Tom, what's your question today?
Typical love stuff. What do you see happening?
All right. So just a general love?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Are you looking or are you in a relationship currently?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if she's coming or going.
Okay. All right. So you don't have a particular she in mind?
No, I do.
Okay. All right. That's what I needed to know. So it helps me to hone in on exactly what it is that you're looking at. We all have relationships and these very interesting dynamics working right now. So thank you for the clarity.
Sure.
Okay. I am not feeling it on this, and I'm not feeling it on this individual that you speak of. And it just may be a timing issue. And what they're showing me is, and I've talked about this on the show before, like everybody's in their own spin cycle. And by that, I mean we're all kind of going through our own stuff. And in that spin cycle, we kind of revolve around each other. So if you imagine you and your spin cycle and her and hers, you kind of come around at the same time just as you still have that momentum going in a different direction, which pulls you apart. And it just seems like the spin cycle. So you kind of meet on one level, and then it just sort of goes into a different part of your world. And then you just are not able to connect. And it doesn't really feel like there's connection anytime soon. I do feel other relationships are aligning, and I feel like you will come into a new connection that is a result of that. But for now, there's some really interesting energy dynamics that you're learning from this with regard to what you like and what you don't like. And so you're really becoming clear about how you want to connect in a relationship. And it's no longer outside yourself, but really what it is that you choose. And when you really hit that understanding, it's going to be a magnet. It's going to be there immediately because you're creating it. So action follows thought. It's not about what they do. It's about what you choose. So keep that in mind as you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
All right. You too. Okay, caller 631, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Heidi, and I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Hi, Heidi. Have you got a question today?
Well, I came across your site. It said that you were... if I read it correctly, almost like, would you call it a more of a medium or intuitive?
I really appreciate the term intuitive. And I have to say this. Yes, and I have to say this. If you have the radio on in the background, can you turn it down? Because I feel like I'm getting reverberation.
Oh, I did shut the radio.
Okay. Because I can hear you very clearly, but when I speak, I feel like I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm having trouble with my my microphone on my cell phone.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was thinking, so, I guess, a general feeling for the year 25. You know, generally a love question, if you feel anything specific.
Okay. Immediately... Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I was trying to get you off speaker. Let me see.
Yeah, maybe it's a speakerphone. Because it's
I don't
super.
Get mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do my best to answer. So you have just a general feeling and 2025. And in relationship to love, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Give me a second, Heidi. Okay. Yep. All right. I was getting this just as you were speaking about it, but it feels like that relationships. And I'm going to try to speak a little slower because of this voice reverb. Okay. You have finalized some relationships. It feels like there is old energy moving out. Some of them may have been quite painful, or some of it, because it's a relationship to the self as well. And with this new understanding, there is new energy coming in. 2025 is a high connection, high probability to connect to soulmates and deeper relationships on all levels. For you personally, with relationship to the 2025 relationship question, yes, but it doesn't feel earlier in there, it feels mid to late. So I would say after the first 3 months. So it might be kind of a spring thing. It might be connected to travel that you connect to this relationship on. It might be connected to a new direction you take. It is an, it is as a result of a step that you take. So that's really neat. It's very powerful because that shows that you are making the choices in your life that ultimately support and bring in the energy that need, that you need, that feeds you, and that supports you in your new path. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Heidi. Thank you. Yes, Happy New Year. And keep us posted. Let us know what you find out.
Okay, great. I will. I'll keep in, I'll try to keep track of you online. Thank you.
I would love that. Thank you so much. Okay. I'm going to take caller. It looks like all ones next. 111, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Well, hi, Ms. Brenda. My name is Melissa from Colorado, and I heard you yesterday. Thank you.
Cool. And you said you're Idaho?
Yes.
Cool. Very cool. All right. What is your question? What can I help you with?
Yes, yesterday I heard you say something so interesting. So my question is, I really would like to reconnect with a friend. My friend of mine, very helpful to me, and I want to know if it was possible with divine, you know, like you did this lady, you said that you made something happen. Well, it was of course divine, if it was of course based on free will. But I want to see if you see maybe perhaps him, like if you see him now, we're able to contact, like maybe he'll actually, I mean, I was pretty angry, but to make go to the point, do you see reconnecting?
Yes.
What's it going to?
I do.
You do?
I really feel like you all are going to reconnect in a new way. And you may have to clear the slate first. It feels like there's some information hanging kind of like that cloud, and it's sort of like addressing a pink elephant in the room. Once you do that, it helps you to establish a new line of communication.
Oh. Okay.
So
what?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But when and how?
So most of these relationships and these new connections, or newer connections to old relationships, old. Old relationships of any kind. If you are reestablishing connectivity, it is as a result of a step that you take. And this is just kind of across the board. It doesn't mean for everyone, but for generally speaking, and this does include you, your choices that you make based on what is supportive of you will revolve you back into a new conversation. And that new conversation will be as a result of the you you've worked on to connect with the energy that you are not only clearing up, but reestablishing in a new way. Does that make sense?
That is very beautiful said, Miss Brenda. Do you see when? Like, you're about to give me about when? I know when was coming up. December. Please, thank you.
Let me look at it. Okay, so there's two different timelines. I'm seeing like a February, and then it feels like June, February and June. So I'm not quite sure what that specifically has to do. Maybe you connect and then you kind of go your separate ways and then you come back together in June in some capacity. But keep that in mind. It's like February and June.
Okay, so are you looking at he's fighting with me, or do you see peace?
I see you being in a different space because you are gaining strength and clarity in what it is that you want and what it is that you choose. And as you step more into that, really, you're not – the only thing that's going to challenge you is when you're not that way. The only thing that's going to challenge you is when you're not speaking your truth and concerned more about what someone else thinks than how you feel in a situation or scenario. So it is of the utmost importance, Alyssa, that you see what you want and then how you want to interact. It doesn't make a hill of beans what that other person thinks. It doesn't. It has a feeling to it, but when you are strong in you, you connect to strong. You connect to those new energies that support that. So stay strong, my friend. You have some beautiful energies coming in to it really align with what it is you want to create. And
that's
also, as I was speaking to Tom earlier, I feel like it's similar for you that you are really defining what it is that makes sense to you, what you want, what you don't want. It's what you want and what you don't want. So you're really clarifying. And sometimes you have to know what you don't want to really see what you do. So you may actually have relationships like this one come back into your world, establish a new understanding of what it is that you really do want to have in or don't. And then you may choose to keep that person in your life, or you might choose to allow them to revolve out. Either way, it's based on your connectivity with the energy. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I know you have to go. I just want one last thing, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Please. Because I know he was going through some very deep legal stuff, and that's why he's like, I really want to back away because I didn't want to go into like a conflict with him. Is he still going through that? Like, does it clear before next June? Is that what you're seeing? That's all I need to ask you.
I am not going to go into specific details on that because I feel like that's his energy and information, and I feel that's a bit more prying. So I would like to take the non-karmic route of interference and just say that he's doing a good job of tying up loose ends. The way I'll leave it with you, okay?
No, that's beautiful. Thank you, Ms. Brenda, for your time and being here for us.
You are so welcome.
Nice.
You are so welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. All right. Caller 518. 518, you are on the line. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Marie. How are you?
Hi, Marie. I'm doing good. Where are you calling in from?
I'm from New York State.
New York State. That's a popular state today. All right. Yeah. What is your question?
I just want to see what you see around work for me.
Work. Okay. Have you recently tried to move? Move into a different job?
Well, I am looking for a new job. I was going to try to move up in my company, but I don't think that is the route
And I don't mean to jump in. I'm immediately getting information. So what I was hearing is up and over, the term up and over. So it does feel like it feels like lateral, but up and over. So while it feels lateral, it still feels above. So it feels like something higher up. And yes, that is coming in for you. And it does feel like a networking situation. And what I'm loving about this is I'm seeing a theme here with the callers And really, we are connecting into the new paradigm, our new paradigm for ourselves. And so how you establish yourself in what it is that you're looking for, it might be a good time to really connect into those basic manifestation abilities. And by that, I mean, when you're thinking, you are creating. If you think you're not worthy, you'll never be worthy. But if you know that you're worthy, it will come to you as smooth and easy as you can imagine, and surprisingly so. So it does feel like there is some surprise. It does feel like you do use manifestation, but I feel like you need to trust yourself with what it is that you're manifesting. I feel like sometimes we get a little top-heavy in our stuck in our brain about what we think it should be instead of just being in the moment of it and allowing and knowing it's already there. So on some level, you've already reached, on a particular timeline, you have already reached perfection. You have already reached all the gifts and everything that you want to create for yourself on some level. So if it's on some level, what's keeping you from being on that level? It's thinking about where you are instead of knowing what you are able to do and what you've already created on some level. So once you connect to the energy of what it feels like in that new position, what it is that you are doing in that, whether it is like simple tasks or the overall summary. Feel it, like almost like you can taste it, sense it. What does your office smell like? Or what is, you know, what's your attire like? You know, imagine getting dressed to go to work and how happy you feel and how supported and all of those great statements. Once you get into the energy of that, and know that on some level you've already created it, you will be experiencing it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I do, but I guess I appreciate all of that. Here's the thing. I was looking at possibly moving to a different position in my company, but I've kind of already mentally checked out of my company, so to speak. There are other two other companies that I basically have interviewed with already.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking more at those companies, and I just wondered what you saw around those. They're more
they're basically
in the same line of work.
Yep. So up and over. So it feels like lateral, but up. So it's the same. It would be like the same line of work, but up. Like
same line of work. Those two companies are the same line of work. Nothing related to what I'm doing now.
Okay. I'm going to give you the message again. It's up and over. So it feels like you are stepping sideways into a position. So whatever that resonates to you, that is the message. It is stepping over and then moving up. So there's something about you connecting to something new and then moving up in that, up and over.
Up and over.
Or over and up. It's kind of how it works, but it's like up and over is what I'm getting as the message.
Okay. And I think
it feels like something is also within a 2-month mark. So whether that is like being established, you know, kind of the timeline that it takes to really make sure everything is in place, but it does. It feels like up and over. And yes, there is newness, a new energy coming in for you for that with relationship to work.
Okay, and I appreciate that. Can you tell me which company it is? I'm kind of hanging here. I just can't figure out which one of the two it's going to be.
So what's interesting about that is I feel like they both have offers that are intriguing to you, but there'll be one that really anchors into your heart, and that's actually the choice you're going to have to make. It's
okay,
not about a psychic giving you an answer. I feel like you're going to, and it's very important that you hear this part. You need to choose from the heart, not from the mind. This is where your heart intelligence is going to be the logic. You know, when you weigh everything down, there your heart intelligence will need to be your logic.
My heart
this is where you step into that. hard intelligence. Have you heard that statement before?
I don't think so. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. No, that's okay. And actually, the reason I ask is because if you haven't heard it before, there's others, and that's the reason for this conversation. So when I received this information, it's very important to explain it. And so what we're moving into is more of a state of feeling, how we interact with our environment. Old paradigms are how we think we're supposed to be in a situation and scenario. And it ultimately becomes not too much fun for us because we're not operating in what fills us. So The new energies and the new paradigm, or the new level, if you will, is asking you to decide what you feel works for you, not what you feel or you think should work for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, I see exactly what you're saying.
So the heart intelligence, your heart has an intelligence. And so what we're doing, this is actually part of that same interface that when I was talking earlier about people getting sick, it's that mind-heart connection. And so all of these things that have been amping up in our personal world, like the spin cycle, if you will, that I talked about earlier, the spin cycle is actually bringing all this stuff up. It's probably brought up for you how you feel about your work and kind of what you do in the world. So the spin cycle is getting rid of the things that you don't need, that no longer serve you. And they're asking you to, and they're posing questions in your world through challenges and other things that are asking you, what do you really feel? How do you really feel? Is it something you just feel like, you know, you're on autopilot in your life, in your world, in your work? Or is it something that supports you? It helps you to thrive. It reciprocates what gives you purpose. And so keep that in mind. And so that's really going to be information to help you choose. And if you are thinking, gosh, what did she say? Listen to the replay. Just go back and listen to the replay because I feel like it actually may resonate in a new way for you. But it is incredibly important for you to choose from the heart. So I don't feel like I can give you that answer. I feel like you're going to have to feel that one for yourself.
Okay, and I appreciate that. That's very good to know. You do feel that they'll both offer me something?
I feel like you're going to have a choice of both, and you're going to have to choose which one really does flow better. So.
Okay, that's good to know.
All right?
That's very good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes. You are so welcome, Marie. I wish nothing but the most beautiful, elevated space for you to be in, and thank you so much for your call, and please keep us posted on what transpires, what happens.
I will.
So,
thank you.
Inquiring hearts want to know. Thanks for calling.
Exactly.
All right, Marie. All right. I see another caller here. Callers, I think I've got time for maybe one more quick one. So 720, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, I'm Randy from Colorado.
Hi, Randy from Colorado. What's your question today?
Hi. I'm wondering if you could give me a general feel of what 2025 is going to be like for me. I don't know.
Sure.
I'm feeling
okay.
Worried about it for some reason. I don't know. But
okay. Well, let's go there for a second. What, and just try to summarize it because I'm kind of running short of time here, but I have a couple of minutes. So go ahead and summarize what you feel apprehensive about.
I just feel like it's just going to be a crazy year, just with, like, life and just with everybody, but, like, personally as well. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not a psychic. I'm just.
Au contraire, mon frère. In fact, you are. So, yes, everyone has an intuition, and everyone has an intuitive ability. It's just to the extent you wish to develop it. So whether you are consciously practicing on developing your intuition or just kind of feeling things out. So I want to validate that for you. But I also want to let you know that, in a sense, we're all in the soup together, and we can all feel sort of that personal tsunami in our own world on every level. It doesn't mean that because you feel a tsunami that it's a bad thing. It means that you're recognizing the big energy. No question. Whoa. That was a crazy backdrop. So what it means is that you are really genuinely connecting to your intuition. And that actually is a bigger statement because we're all connecting on a deeper level to our intuition. So if you're listening to the show, it's not just Randy here that's ailing from intuition. We're all in the soup together. So you might find that your dream time or different feelings about engaging with people or situations, it feels right or it doesn't feel right, or you kind of have a bad feeling about something on some level, or there may be something that it draws you. You feel it. It's like a magnet. And so keep that in mind as you navigate 2025. Now, for you personally, just giving a general overview, you are going to receive a lot of new energy with regard to different relationships. It doesn't all have to be about love. It's relationships on all levels. So whether it is at a gathering or through the grocery store, this is something where you're connecting to people differently. And I really feel it has to do with that intuition. So when you're getting those intuitive promptings, listen to them. Mm-hmm. Listen to them.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm a therapist.
I'm
a therapist. I'm wondering if it's just like because I'm meeting different people all the time, if that's what you're picking up.
It probably is part of it, but I mean on every level. So what may be happening is maybe your intuition's really tuning in so that in your line of work as a therapist, you're connecting on a deeper level to those individuals. It means that you're creating more of a robust angle to how you see and help people.
Mm-hmm.
And the support you can give them. Because if you're coming from that authentic place of really knowing yourself and kind of those intuitive promptings, you're going to connect on a deeper level. No question. And that's a gift. I mean, that's freaking awesome. But what's interesting about that, everybody's in the spin cycle together. And I'm sure you see it. If you're a therapist, you've probably seen it a lot and similar themes. And what's interesting for you too, themes seem to be like a word that kicks up in my brain when I think of you. It keeps coming to the forefront. So themes. So pay attention to the themes you see in your clients, in the relationships, in the kind of gatherings or whatever you're connected to. There's a theme, and there may be multiple themes that you will recognize as you move
along. One of the theme I think is like fear of rejection.
Fear of rejection. Okay, very interesting. So fear
because,
of rejection.
Because, like, you know, they don't have to work with me. So, like, you know, I have clients that have been working with me for a while, but then I always fear, I don't know what it is, but I have, like, if someone doesn't want to work with me, it's just, like, this big rejection kind of theme.
Okay. So kind of going back into your own personal energy, the more you do that, you're going to know that you're going to connect to the people that are meant to connect to you because that's your energy. So it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It is how you feel in your own skin, in your own world.
Mm-hmm.
And as you feel that, you're going to know that. And so, yeah, I mean, that's very normal. I mean, when I first started this work, having people come to me privately, I was always like, oh, my gosh, what if my information isn't good enough for them, or, you know, what about this? And as I moved along, what I learned is that I just had to trust it. And the days that nobody came calling are the days that I had to work on other things. Those are the days that gave me the opportunity and the sort of downtime to have my on time behind the scenes to work on whether it was me or my business on some capacity. And so I learned to just let that feeling of rejection go. And sometimes there would be one person that came, I felt like I had a great connection, and then they would never show up again. But also what I found with that is it might be several years, and then they just turn up. So they kind of think about it like digestive. They get the information that they need. They go out into their world. They have to implement that. Some people take longer to digest than others, and some people need that connection to know that they're doing right. So it is a spectrum of relationships. Dynamics that go into your therapy work.
Mm-hmm.
So trust it. Know you're always in perfect alignment. Those that need to come to you will always find you. And the information that you're meant to put out there will not only be the practiced information that you have studied and worked with, but in fact, that understanding, that deep intuition that you are definitely connecting to and harnessing. So it is all good, my friend. And yes, right. There will be some big shakeups, but those are to wake up. So trust it.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you so much.
You are always in perfect alignment. Thank you so much for calling, Randy. Best of luck, and keep us posted, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. So to wrap up the show, we are all in the soup together. Keep that in mind. We are blasting into the new year in ways that we've never seen. And much like Randy was feeling, yes, there are going to be some big atomic bombs in our personal life. And if you're thinking that on the world stage, remember, if you're thinking, you're creating. So if you're nervous and worried about an atomic bomb, whether it is from another country or in your own world, know that in energy, it's always the choice. You can choose to live in fear, or you can choose to live your life from a place of understanding that you are always in perfect alignment. You will always be taken care of. You always have the support you need. You are never without, and everything you need is always within. So you are never without. And as above, so below. So just remember, this is a beautiful time for us to really, really walk our walk, talk our talk, and know that we are creating a new world, a new place of being that we have chosen to come in here to do. So it is all good. Just know that. And when you feel like you hit those spots of, oh my gosh, I don't know, there can be some chaos and turbulence with it. But if you just hold your space of understanding with those truths, you will come to the other side stronger than you had ever imagined. And those gifts that you never saw coming, always there for you to land on and work with. So my friends, it's a beautiful time. It is challenging, daunting, freaky, all those wild emotions, but it certainly takes away the mundane feelings of it. So you've got this. Remember, you are putting anchors in place to support your new foundation. If you are getting those inklings and intuition, trust them. You've got this. So if you'd like to connect with me privately, you can do that by going to brendadavismatz.com. And, you know, my contact information's there. And two, you can go to my events page and connect to the different offerings I have, usually in the local community. Also, too, if you are looking to connect privately, you can book a session there as well. If you don't see a time you're looking at with regard to wherever you are in the world, just reach out to me privately and we'll sort things out that way. If you have no time for a major session and you just want to write in, you can do that with a one-question session and use coupon code QUESTION at checkout and receive $5 off the $25 fee, bringing it down to $20. And then also, too, if you use coupon code NFTS at checkout for the half-hour session, it brings it down to $75 from the $125 rate. So every little bit helps, and that is certainly a way to connect, receive information, inspiration, and support for wherever it is in your life, in your world. You can reach me here at News for the Soul every second and fourth Thursdays of the month, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And any replays that we have, especially with relationship to light language, which is one of my all-time favorite ways to help people connect through light code to their information. You can listen to those replays as well and receive new guidance with each time you listen. So always super helpful and beneficial. And then if you have more questions about that or any part of my work, again, you can go back to my website, brendadavismatz.com, for that information. I'm wishing each of you a beautiful new journey into this amazing new year that we're going to have for 2025, and know that all of the treasures are there for you to see, find, and connect to. And it would be so boring if it was all just like set in front of us that we could see it so clearly. But you will have clarity as you go. If you are not feeling well, I am sending you beautiful, healing, loving light codes for that. And if you are in a place of challenge, know that you are not the only one. And as we realign and establish ourselves into a new understanding, that's really what it's all about. So onward and upward. And it looks like I have a couple more minutes here. So actually, thank you, Nicole. I am going to do a quick light language transmission. I thought I was running out of time, but apparently I have a little bit more of that. So if you're still tuning in, sit back and enjoy some light language. This transmission is going to hold the space for you to either reassemble yourself or find the balance that you need. And that can be with regard to anything you might be experiencing in the moment. So just sit back and receive. Sura shata kranta yama tukuna sataya takata ea. Rata hana takima te era chikusa tahawani. Eha nakata hera. Ruta hana tena kasa hina. Eye nakte kwakuna tahi. Su ana nahetara te kiso ana chikita. Eyak nakwa te hea. Ura ta hemane tekera te hea satareno kuta te esha ta hewi nikita ea. Ruhana. Ruhana. Shena te kwa ki na kuma te wawani tata shu akwa ne kwa wene tihi uwaye na kwa hena te he wawana te yawa wene te umana hawra tihi kwa kwa ni to kwa 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 bu kwa 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 kuhuna mana to kwa hena te he sa. Bawani ka te he, shatahana te ki a tahata e na ta e. Ui wai na te e, shatua ta knakwa ke mana kura. Ta ta he sa tia no shua ta haina. E wa wina ke ta e na ke ta haia. Ura ta knakka te he, tura ta hana te he. Te wa she ta kna ta e na kura ta he, te kini e che ta. She manu kuta, de he na te ma. Mani ka te he, shuhu na te ka. E na te kua te hu shata na te ema te kuna ta 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 e na shutua te kiesa. Okay, for those of you that are new to light language, that is, it's typically spoken, written, sign, or sung. You will hear the information through the show, but I also move my hands, and I even actually had my pen working as well. So. I usually say that I save the singing part for the shower. And even then I kind of pick and choose when that comes through. So that being said, there were actually four different galactic conversations there. And by galactic, I mean our galactic brothers and sisters. So there was Pleiadian, Arcturian, Andromedan, and also dragon. There was a little bit of dragon energy in there. So what they were working with was your ability to really see and speak your truth. And that comes with a lot of energy and information around how you're establishing yourself with that information. And that can actually manifest itself currently if you have been experiencing any kind of sickness. And also, too, feeling like you don't have the energy. Energy is a big thing right now. It is a commodity. If you don't have the energy to be in a group situation, say with the holidays, you know, if you haven't had the feeling or that sort of inspiration to get out and go publicly, that's fine. It is actually right in step with the collective alignment of energies. And if you feel that, it's time to go in and just sort of be with yourself. If you have that ability to just step back and go into hibernation mode for a minute or two, connect, you know, to your own energy, your own space of understanding, that's great. If you are at work and you cannot do that, trust me, no one's going to follow you into the bathroom. Take five. And then reset yourself. And if you're not well, just do the self-care that you need to for you to support you at this time. But nonetheless, it's what you do with the moment that counts the most. So that energy and information coming in through the light language was very supportive with relationship to the head and the heart. So for those of you that had information that came through for yourself on that. Also, the chest and head. So if you've physically been going through that, and equally digesting, which was another topic we talked about today on the show. So digestion, if you're having digestive issues of any kind, that can also be a time to really sit down and allow yourself to assimilate the understanding of that. And you can go back to and listen to the light language as many times as you need for support. You will be receiving exactly what you need in that moment. So I hope that helped. I actually feel better. My eyes feel a little clearer, believe it or not, which is great. So I'm going to kick on with my day. And I'm wishing you a beautiful day in yours. So wherever you are in the world, thank you again for being here, whether it's on the replay or now. And we'll connect in the new year. Same bat time, same bat channel. So much love, and bye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
You're now tuned in to Nicole Whitney's News for the Soul Highlights. Life-changing spotlights she has...
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.